This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Tuesday night at the Democratic National Convention, a ceremonial roll call took place to solidify Kamala Harris as the party's nominee for president. It was off the hook. A DJ played songs as each state stepped up to pledge delegates. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Suchansky was grooving, I'm sure. He takes it from here, joining us this morning from Chicago. Hi, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Help me describe the flavor and spirit of this roll call.
Well, it was a fun roll call, part dance party and part, I guess, political convention. It was in there somewhere. I think normally the music just gets you from one announcement to the next, but here we had DJ to the Stars, DJ Cassidy. He performed at the 2008 inauguration events for Barack Obama, the same year he spun for Jay-Z and Beyoncé's wedding. He played for the 2012 convention and both Obama's birthday parties. So apparently he curated this music for yesterday, choosing the selection for each state. A lot of creativity, but some were kind of on the nose, like Bruce Springsteen for New Jersey and Kansas for, you guessed it, Kansas.
Yes, it was strange and great at the same time. The roll call reflected what took place about 2 weeks ago virtually. What was the purpose of the ceremonial roll call?
Right. Even though they had officially voted earlier, the roll call was really to keep with tradition, but also give delegates an active role at the convention. Basically, it was just meaningful for delegates like Ann Wakabayashi, a political consultant in Philly.
It was thrilling to have my vote counted as for Kamala Harris as President of the United States. I feel particularly lucky. I've been able to cast my vote as a delegate twice, and both times have been for women, Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, and I think that that's pretty amazing.
It was a night of big speeches as well from the Obamas and Kamala Harris's husband. Let's localize that a bit. One of our local representatives also took the podium, and he focused on Project 2025. Democrats view this as a dreaded political playbook to expand presidential power should Donald Trump win the election.
Yes, and certainly Project 2025 is a regular topic here this week. And State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, who represents North Philly, really had some strong words to say about it.
It is a radical plan to drag us backwards, bankrupt the middle class, and raise prices on working families like yours and mine.
He really focused on the potential financial impacts on Americans, saying it would raise taxes on the middle class and raise drug prices.
Well, and Kenyatta recounted an exchange he had with his grandmother, who he calls a civil rights warrior.
Yeah, apparently his grandmother called him not too long ago and apologized for the state of politics today, saying that she thought her generation had, you know, I don't know, fixed the problems of the world. Kenyatta's point is that it's just his generation's turn.
It's just our turn to stand up for working people and to stand up for our nation's promise. It's just our turn to defend our rights and to ensure that democracy doesn't die on our watch.
Well, there are many political leaders and leaders of organizations at the DNC, and you caught up with a Pennsylvanian, Becky Pringle, president of the National Education Association. What did you talk about?
Well, we talked about Philly, and we also talked about education, of course. She said that she's supporting Harris because of Harris's record on public education issues. On the other side, she said you have Donald Trump, who appointed Betsy DeVos Secretary of Education during his first term, and DeVos publicly had called for the elimination of the Department of Education, as does, by the way, Project 2025. We also talked about private school vouchers and things like that.
Yeah, that's a big topic here in Pennsylvania. Controversial, too. And I know Governor Josh Shapiro has supported the idea of vouchers in the past.
Yeah, she actually defended Shapiro, pointing out that he passed this last budget that included $1 billion for public education this year. I asked her if vouchers maybe had any role in, you know, giving parents and districts with struggling schools another chance for education, and this is what she said.
When we introduce any kind of privatization efforts, we know that is necessarily taking money out of the schools that the majority of our kids go to. And make no mistake, the students that are hurt the most are the ones who are always hurt the most.
And Carmen, before we have to say goodbye, there was an arrest. I got a news release this morning, a local Philadelphian, an activist who some of us are familiar with, Cherry Hankala, was arrested in Chicago. What do we know about that?
Hankala is an activist with the Poor People's Army. She's been an activist for a very long time. And apparently she was trying to issue a citizen's arrest for Democrats. And so she approached the perimeter there, and then police surrounded her with batons, saying that, oh, she's coming up, and then arrested her at that point. That's what we know so far.
Carmen Russell Sluchansky, what a night.
And it's only half over, the convention here.
Okay. Great to touch base with you. I'm going to play a little Patti LaBelle. She performed last night at the DNC. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Carmen.
You got it. Thanks, Jennifer.
All right, Carmen Russell Sluchansky, our politics reporter. You can follow him at WHYY.org, where you can sign up for our election 2024 newsletter called The Swing. And tune in tonight at 9 for coverage of the convention right here on WHYY. This is Morning Edition.